Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Publish Magazine, best-selling books, and award-winning publications, as well as communities. And I'm so thrilled today because I have with me Shannon Bush from Australia. Shannon is a personal leadership strategist, leadership archetype specialist, and Australia's leading coach and trainer in empowerment for your vision and transforming your life. She's the founder and director of Creative Possibilities and Business. She is such a dynamic individual. I'm so thrilled to have her with us. Shannon has been had an infectious enthusiasm for teaching visionary leaders how to transform their dreams into reality. She offers a really unique, empowering, colorful, and fun experience that teaches you to quickly turn any issue into opportunity and prosperity. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Vicki, for having me. It's very exciting to talk to you and to share what I know is it's going to be a great conversation.
Well, Shannon, I'd like to start by you giving us a little background about how you came to really realize your passion and purpose and really reside in the place of influence that you experience today.
Sure, Vicki. Thank you. This is such a great question. And I think sometimes could be one that could be a challenge to answer. But being totally honest, I have to say that it's definitely been a journey and one that I'm delighted to still be on in terms of that realization of my passion, my purpose and living that. And as you said, also discovering and being in the place of influence that, I've just discovered, I guess, most recently that I actually am. I see my life and my role as a developing leader in my industry definitely as a learning process and a journey, as I mentioned. Every day is an opportunity to learn. And with that learning to refine things and ultimately to work smarter in the truest sense of the phrase and not work harder. I'm really, really committed to things being effortless, and I talk a lot about creating what I call succulent effortless success. And this is, I believe, critical to living a limitless life and the ultimate byproduct of getting to know and living your passions and your purpose. Now, one of the biggest learnings for me on this journey has been discovering the power of personal leadership. And you mentioned in the introduction and sharing a bit about my background that I'm a personal leadership strategist and I work with leadership archetypes. But one of the things that struck me was that when we talk about leadership, so often it's focused on the role we have at work or in an organisation. And it's something that for many people is external to them. It's about leading others and they forget that they can have incredible benefits by adopting personal leadership practices and turning leadership inwards or rediscovering it from within. So back in 2011, I combined many years of research and practice and definitely passion, creativity and personal interest, and I created a model that defines 12 archetypal personal leadership styles. Now, I call it the innate potential model because I really think that in understanding that innate or that personal leadership, the archetypal sense of who you are, is really your opportunity to bring out your innate potential. And in doing this, I feel like I've discovered my own. And with this, it's that potential for influence in terms of the model being able to provide others with a way to understand themselves and to find that transformation that they may be looking for, that reconnection with their own passions and their own purpose, and a way to live that in a beautiful, exciting, creative way.
That is so beautiful, and I love how you refer to all this as succulent success. Yes. That is so beautiful. So tell me, where did you find support when you were on the rise? I mean, you're in a tremendous position of influence, and when you were going that direction and just finding your way, where did your support come from?
Yeah. Well, there was a few components to this when I think about finding support. To find the right support, I first had to have an understanding of what it was I was trying to achieve. And I realized that quite early on in my business, which I'm very grateful for because I know that a lot of the clients that I work with who happen to be in business are still not sure about what they're doing and why. So they've gone off and, looked for support and done different things and it hasn't necessarily been right for them. So I'm very grateful, as I said, that I was able to understand that I needed to know and get clear on the why. Why was I starting my business? What did I want to do? What did I want to achieve? What sort of people did I want to work with? And I think the why really is the key. It's not the how that so many people get caught up with. So without the, you know, if you think about it, without the why defined, it could be like following a roadmap with no idea of the reason you're following it, and possibly with an end destination that's unclear and confusing and maybe even impossible to arrive at. And so then you just get frustrated and, you know, possibly be wandering around in circles. But once I had the why in place, I was able to define then the sort of support that I needed or to go on the journey to look for that. And it started certainly with learning a new bunch of skills to add to what I'd already acquired in the corporate life that I'd had. And prior to working in the corporate space, and it was in corporate health, before that I had been a registered nurse. So I had gathered lots of skills during my working life and my personal life, and certainly during my 20s I lived and travelled overseas extensively. So I call those the world skills that I acquired during that time. So I had lots of stuff, but I needed to add more skills. So then alongside that skill development in terms of business skills came personal development as well. And the support that was required here, was that challenging for me to find locally? You mentioned that I'm in Australia, and everyone can probably hear that from my voice, but I live in Perth in Western Australia, which is one of the most isolated capital cities in the world. Doesn't mean to say we don't have some amazing people here, but for me at the time, I felt that I couldn't find the right support locally in terms of me working with people right here in person. And I'd learnt in my last paid role in corporate health the wonder of working virtually and globally, and how important working across time and space was or could be to achieve a goal. So that allowed me to develop a mindset that I still have today, and that is that you should never let location or time zone or distance ever get in the way of you working with the right people for you. And that really applies whether they're mentors or teachers or clients or anyone, in fact. It might be someone you're collaborating with. So with that belief firmly entrenched, I found then it was easier to find and connect with the right coaches, teachers and mentors who are right for me and genuinely committed to me, to my goals, to the business, to what I wanted to achieve with Creative Possibility. And with that, it just, you know, made for the development of lots of beautiful relationships. I still have very strong connections with some of those early coaches I worked with. And I've, you know, it's enabled me to also be building a global business from where I am with that.
Oh, that is so powerful, really powerful. You know, you mentioned that you've developed so many skills. What in your estimation are the most important skills to really have a thriving business in today's world that's changing so rapidly? Oh, so what do you think is really important?
Oh, there are so many things, Vicky, but I'll try and hone it down to just a few that jump out for me. And I think rather than even skills, I see it's requirements, their attributes and attitudes and things as well as skills. And there are many different ones. You know, what jumps to mind first is, and not, this is not necessarily the most important, but the first thing that jumps to mind is how important it is to embrace personal leadership. And, you know, that is a great passion of mine. So it definitely comes up front and center. And I see it, you know, I sort of define personal leadership as being committed choice and committed action. So it's making a choice, making a decision and following through in a committed, self-supporting way. So that's one skill I think is important to harness and to embrace, to work with and have fun with. Another layer to add to that is courage. I think courage is a bit of a skill as well as an attribute and an attitude. And so, for example, it takes courage to make uncomfortable or difficult decisions and then act on them. It also takes courage to admit you don't know, you know, you can't do something, and to be able to ask for help, which I think is too an essential thing when it, you know, makes a big difference when you can admit that you need support and be able to ask for it and receive it. I think there's also surrounding yourself with an encouraging cheer squad, so the right sort of support for you is essential. A system support. So this is some of more, I guess, the practical skills. Using systems in your business is just essential in my experience and opinion, because putting systems in your business instantly increases your productivity, improves your workflow in untold ways. And the systems provide support and structure you need to experience freedom and flexibility. Not many people, I think, realize that. They often, I've heard, particularly entrepreneurs and small business owners say that, you know, putting systems in place will just make things rigid. And particularly when it comes to people who are very creative, they feel like those systems are going to put boundaries in place and they're going to stop some of their, maybe their creativity or their ability to be spontaneous. And yet systems can help us to create and experience freedom and flexibility, which too are very important. Intimately knowing your why is something else. And I mentioned that earlier, I had to know my why before I got started and found myself on the path to being where I am today. I think commitment and to knowing and sharing your true self. And with that, to avoid comparison. I talk to a lot of people, clients of mine, colleagues and people I network with, guests and people that listen to my own radio show. And comparison seems to be a big issue for a lot of people, comparing themselves to others and usually measuring up or deciding that they measure up not as good and all the personal issues that can come with that. And it's very disheartening to see that happening again and again rather than people being able to speak with their own voice and be proud of what they've got to say and to share that. And I think lastly but not least, I believe that creativity is essential in business today. So using your whole brain, so the linear, logical, theoretical left brain and the visionary, colourful, theatrical right brain allows us to be more flexible, more adaptable, able to go with the flow in a way that's structured and focused on outcomes. And in today's business world, as you mentioned earlier, things are changing so quickly that we need to be almost one step ahead of what's happening, if that's possible. But in this, in the way that the world is in business today, I believe that creativity and innovation are going to be acknowledged and rewarded as essential and primary attributes for business success. And I'm very excited about that.
That is so wonderfully put. And, you know, with that in mind, how do you feel that there's the ability to create some balance in fulfillment in various different areas of your life? You know, keeping up with everything that's happening and, you know, running your business and also having a really fulfilled life. What, for you, what is the key there?
Yeah, I think it does come back to personal leadership. I've mentioned, you know, this a few times already because it's, I really do believe genuinely that it's the core of everything and, you know, that foundation of that succulent, effortless success that I mentioned earlier. You know, approaching life in a holistic, creative way and listening to yourself, you know, putting those systems in place to support you, but factor in some flexibility so that you can take, you know, time out maybe when you need to. And that might be to study, to be with family and friends, to go away on holiday or vacation, to self-nurture, to create, just to be even. It doesn't matter, you know, what it's for. I just know that for me and for many people I know and work with, that listening to what you need, trusting that intuition even, and being able to act on that creates that increasing balance and really brings a holistic energy to what you're doing and really is, you know, is an expression of personal leadership.
You know, and I love what you've said because, you know, it, based on the fact that a lot of fulfillment that you discussed has to do with interaction with others. How important do you feel collaboration has been to your success, or is to success in general for anyone?
That's another great question, Vicky. And you know, I believe collaborations are a key to success. You know, I'd heard of joint ventures and collaborations when I first started my business, just sort of, you know, over 3 years ago now, but I wasn't really truly understanding of their power until I decided to host my first virtual event. And during that event, I, you know, got to interview a number of experts from around the world and to share lots of great messages. But my intention was that the event be attended by the global community. And as I had just started in business, I really wasn't in a position to reach that many people, or I certainly had that mindset at the time that it could have been a bit of a challenge. So I thought, okay, how can I do this? And the success of the event really did rely on the combined commitment from everyone involved to share and promote the event. And I think that's collaboration, just it happening. The creation of that combined commitment relied on my certainly clearly sharing the vision, communicating regularly with a team of experts and giving them the opportunity to meet each other in a virtual sense and make a personal connection, And in the end, we reached attendees virtually in 39 different countries across 5 continents. So this was my first virtual event, and it was within the first 12 months of my being in business. So that to me is an example of the power of collaboration, and that I continue to witness that in my business, you know, and the businesses of others over and over again. Now, since that time, I've held other virtual events, and I also host my own radio podcast show, Creative Possibility, The Limitless Life, which is on the WebTalk Radio Network. And with the support of my weekly guests, I can again maximise the reach of each episode. So that's collaboration in process. It's meaning that more people, and more people every week, get to hear the important messages that are being conveyed. So yeah, I love collaboration. I think it's key.
That is so beautiful. Have you noticed over the last few years there's been a change in the importance of collaboration, or how have you seen any shifts?
I have. I think many sectors of the business community have come to realize that it's not about working against each other and being in competition. Instead, it's more about working together for a greater outcome for a greater number of people. And I love that. And I think that's the essence of collaboration. You know, when it comes to the service industry and the personal development industry, which I certainly am a key part of, it disappoints me when I discover how closely some people guard their businesses and how fearful they are of sharing resources and working together to create and, you know, meet a common goal. And sure, it's important that your intellectual property needs protecting, but not to get in that space where you're so fearful that you don't approach your business from a sharing and a collaborative perspective. You know, from what I'm observing, those individuals who come from a space of collaboration are the ones who are reaping the rewards. You know, their natural generous spirits and intentions attract to them like-minded individuals who appreciate the opportunities being offered and genuinely respond in a way that means rewards flow more freely between all parties. And, you know, that is not only a great benefit of collaboration, but also I think is an example of personal leadership in action and a win-win for all, which is, it excites me.
Yeah, and you know, our whole business is built on that too.
Yes.
And we're so thankful to have you in the book that is upcoming, Ready Aim Influence, in the best-selling series. And that is all built on collaboration from people from all over the world sharing their wisdom. And it's so beautiful to see that unfold and see how powerful that can be, as opposed to the type of fear that has in the past seem to dominate people's desire not to collaborate so thoroughly. What are the most important factors in really attracting and maintaining, more than anything, great partnerships?
There are a few that come to mind, Vicky, and I certainly try to keep these in mind when I'm, you know, intending to work with others in partnership. And in fact, I often apply some of the things I'm going to share to life and business partnerships. So it's not just about your professional partnerships. It's also, I think, about your personal partnerships. And a lot of the different factors, I think, are quite similar. And the factors that come to mind for me are aligned values. So having shared values, I think, is critical. When we have the same or similar values to somebody else, we have an instant understanding to a point of how we work and what we can achieve with that. And, you know, we make sense to each other, and I think that's really important. If you're working with someone who has completely opposite values to you, possibly you can get a great outcome, but there could be a bit of friction and other things, and that's going to influence, maybe in not such a good way, the potential success for your collaboration. You know, I think having a clear purpose is really important. As I said earlier, for me, when it came to that virtual event, I had to know what I wanted to achieve and be able to communicate that clearly and also be committed to that. So commitment and that clarity are also important there. I think honesty is, again, something very important, being honest and being as upfront and transparent and genuine as you can about your intentions and what you want to achieve. And with that, you know, is integrity. Definitely, and I know that for me, integrity is very important. You know, and a generous giving nature, a sort of a sense of abundance and gratitude and willingness to want to share, to create more for people. If it comes to the service industry or personal development industry, we want to generally people that are attracted to that, they want to help others. you can help more people if you collaborate and work with great people that align, you know, with your values and your vision.
That is so true. And I know that you've grown your business really fast. So have you found anything in it? So Shannon, what have you found to be really critical about finding and retaining a stellar team?
So Vicky, when I began building what I think is a really dynamic little team that I have right now, which also, by the way, is currently 100% virtual, you know, I found that I had to be really clear on a number of different aspects. So I had to know what I wanted my team members to be able to do. So this related to their skills and their performance. I had to know how I wanted them to interact with my clients and potential clients. So there's customer service in there. And I knew I wanted to build a positive, empowering relationship with each of them in a way that they also wanted to invest in themselves professionally in creative possibility. So the goals and dreams that lie behind that, so that there was some connection to that for them on a personal level, even though it's my business and my vision. Now, this is perhaps the most essential ingredient, I think, to finding and retaining a stellar team. You know, when I'm clear on my vision and I share that, engage with my team, and then offer them the support and training that they need to deliver at the highest level in their roles, you know, that's what makes my day extraordinary, because I have their support and their commitment 100%. And I, you know, hope offers each of my team members a chance to shine in their own way too.
Well, that is phenomenal. I was wondering what, you know, you're doing amazing work and you're working with people all over the globe. What is your big picture vision for what you'd like to see and how it impacts the world, almost from a legacy perspective?
Oh, that's a big question, Vicky. Thank you for asking it. And I mean, I have a dream to help many, many people to understand themselves in a way that's empowering and profound. You know, I'm a big visionary. I talk about the 12 different archetypal personal leadership styles. One of mine is the visionary creator. It's about creating something big, visionary, and that really is, as I said, quite empowering and profound. And so I really wish for personal leadership to become something that's natural, not something that has to be, you know, consciously thought about and worked on in this hard work. You know, and it would delight me if personal leadership was truly second nature, not something, as I said, that people have to consciously think about and act about. So when it's effortless, it's also effortless to create a life based on your genuine strengths, be able to connect with your innate potential, and with that clarity experience, what I think is really a truly limitless life. So that, you know, that's it. It's big and it's bold.
And powerful, really, yeah. Powerful. So you are a lady of so much action. Tell me, do you have like a brief exercise or tip or something that you use or use with your clients that could move us into action along our way?
Yeah, definitely. This is one of my favorite things to share, and it is something that I use personally and also share with my clients. And it's, you know, it's one of my favorite exercises, and I think it really can move you into immediate action. And it's to ask what I call, you know, a series of path of ease questions. And there's one key question that I'm going to share, which I find the most profound. And so often I meet people who are stuck in the belief that things have to be difficult or they're hard. And that, I just want to banish that as much as possible, you know, and that's certainly the story that my family demonstrated for me too. You know, I created a belief, as so many people have, that if I worked really, really hard, then maybe if I was lucky, I'd make enough to get by and do reasonably well. And I don't know about you, but I wanted more than that, you know, and I believe that when it comes to the financial rewards and abundance in that way, the more that I potentially make, the more I can help people. And I genuinely, that's the space I come from there. But, you know, I also wanted more for my family, my clients, my, you know, all sorts of things. And it was recognizing that belief and my journey to discover sort of something, a new way, and the way that was the opposite of hard, that I then began to ask myself, how can this be easier? So that is the key path of ease question to ask yourself. When you're getting stuck with something, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're bogged down and stuff, your energy's, you know, just not giving you what you need, stop and ask yourself, how can this be easier? And that is around allowing a sort of a bit of space just to hear the answer and then to follow through, trust that and act on it. Sometimes you might need to ask the question a few times till you get an answer. But just ask yourself, how can this be easier, and come to it, the hard stuff or what you used to think was hard stuff, from that perspective. It's just so powerful.
It is so powerful. And you are so powerful. And our time together just has flown by because I've learned so much. So, Shannon, if people listening would like to learn more about you, where can they go to tap into your wisdom and connect with you?
Yeah. Well, the best place is just to head straight to my website, which is www.creativepossibility.com.au. So it should be pretty easy to find. You can, from there too, you can connect with me on Facebook. We have a Creative Possibility Facebook page, Twitter, LinkedIn, and different other social media platforms as well. But just, you know, search for the name Creative Possibility or even my name, Shannon Bush, and you should be able to find and connect with me that way. That's probably the easiest place to find the information and to take it from there.
That is so wonderful. CreativePossibility.com. And you are such a creative possibility. Shannon, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Vicky. Thank you for having me here and being able to, giving me the opportunity to share. It's been a delight connecting with you and collaborating, being part of your amazing collaborations.
Thank you so much. And for those that would like to collaborate with Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, you can find everything that we have to offer and some wonderful opportunities on getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And Shannon, have a wonderful week, and everyone out there, do the same.
Thank you.